Ragbri about a month and a half away, less than 2 months at the very least away, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the publicity aspect of it. You're a member of the Ragbri Executive Committee, and you are also head of the Publicity Committee as well. Tell us a little bit about how Knoxville is specifically publicized during Ragbri. How do the riders find out more about Knoxville? What's that process?
Right. So basically, we have the job, and I'm co-chairing the committee with Katrina Nelson, who's the public relations director at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. And we've put together just a committee of all-knowing marketing gurus within the community of Knoxville. And our job is to identify the things that make Knoxville unique and draw that interest from those who are participating in Ragbri this year to really publicize us, network us, and get them excited. So.
And where does that start? Does that start the Sunday of Ragbri? How does that go?
Actually, it starts right now. So we've got a Knoxville Ragbri Facebook page that's up. We've got the KnoxvilleRagbri.com page that's up. We are sending out right now maps and t-shirts and brochures and all things Knoxville to people who are riding Ragbri, who want to know where they can stay, want to know what they can do while they're here. So the process has started. We are just really excited about the process and excited to showcase what we have.
And that is kind of a cool part too. If I remember right, the riders then on Tuesday night, yeah, they get something while they're in Des Moines, pamphlets talking about it, and that's something they carry with them.
Exactly. And we're working to put together a tabloid that's going to talk about Knoxville, talk about what we have down in the vendor and expo area downtown, but also talk about the things that make Knoxville unique. And those things are Lake Red Rock, you know, the riding around Red Rock that's part of Ragbri's Knoxville logo this year. It's talking about Peace Tree Brew, Knoxville Raceway. It's talking about our history, that we're the home of the Iowa flag, and that is unique because they're not going to go anywhere else and have the state flag be created and designed there. So those are the things that we're going to talk about and showcase, but also it's a really good way for businesses in Knoxville to really showcase what they have during Ragbri and what they're doing. So there's a ton of advertising opportunities and promotional opportunities. Ragbri riders will get those tabloids on the day before they come to Knoxville and Des Moines.
And I imagine just overall, with being a part of the executive committee, it's a very busy time.
It is. It's a super busy time, but it's a time that at least I want to enjoy. You know, it's not probably going to come around again for a really long time. And yeah, we're just learning new things and surrendering to the process and experiences. So, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the push for volunteers as well.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to take a ton of volunteers to make Ragbri a go in Knoxville. And the big thing that I tell people is, RVTV was a success because Knoxville participated. Knoxville was engaged. The citizens were here. They showed up. One worker had said that it was the best RVTV in their history, so it was good. Living Windows and Lighted Parade was also very successful this year. The chamber events last year were successful because Knoxville showed up and engaged, and that's not any different for Ragbri. The cyclists are going to come to Knoxville, and they're going to have a good time, but Knoxville is going to make it memorable. So that's why the volunteers are important. We need upwards of probably 1,500 volunteers to make it a go, to help out in the beverage garden, to help out in the campgrounds, to help out with traffic control, the police department, to help out in the medical tent with Band-Aids, to help out at information centers, to talk about Knoxville and what they can see and direct people. There are a ton of needs, so I encourage you to contact the chamber if you're interested, and I'll probably be contacting you. So.
As part of Ragbri too, the t-shirts are in, and that's a big deal.
Yep. Knoxville Ragbri t-shirts are available. You can purchase them at Founders at Main Street Market and at the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. They're also available on the website at KnoxvilleRagbri.com. $15. Sizes over extra large are $18. And yeah, shipping and handling if you order online is $5. But yeah, they're ready and they're waiting for you to wear them.
And really, it's just a good way to show that community camaraderie.
That's exactly right. It's community engagement that we talk about, and we want to get the community excited. This is a really big deal. It's also a big deal for the upcoming events that come after Ragbri. So we just want people to get out there and buy their t-shirts and wear them all the time.
And like you said too, maybe for some former Knoxville residents, neighbors that are out of town for the summer or something, those are available online.
They sure are. KnoxvilleRagbri.com, and the order forms are there, and any questions, contact the chamber office.
Another aspect on the Knoxville summer calendar is Nationals, yes, as well, and that's, of course, a 10-day event with lots going on, starting with the 360s. We're looking for housing people again. That annual push as part of the hospitality project, get some housing people lined up.
That's exactly it. And it's not just housing for nationals. We're also looking for housing for RAGBRAI as well. So if you are one of those folks who opens your home for the nationals, we encourage you to contact the chamber office again to open your home for RAGBRAI. But yes, we are looking to host well, hospitably, the people who are coming right after RAGBRAI for the nationals. So we've got 10 days for that. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that program again. I know that there's some people that participated in it annually.
They do. This is a great way just to build relationships. And I talked to so many people last year who come back every year and stay in the same spot. They send Christmas cards to one another. They send gifts to one another. These are long-term relationships that are built because of the nationals and because of the housing program. So basically, it's whether or not you want to open your home to someone over the nationals as they come to enjoy their vacation in Knoxville and enjoy the racetrack. They are really low maintenance. They just want to come and have a place to put their head and shower and maybe visit, and then they're off to the racetrack for nationals.